40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates maybe two more times at a quarter point each so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
I kiss the cold reality. What I crave is killing me. I kiss the cold reality. Thank you.
Last Crack, Kiss the Cold. That's actually from the album Burning Funk House Live, recorded in 2002, released in 2005. And we opened that Essential Last Crack set up with Sarah Boy's Cage, also from the live album. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have more coming up. Some Flying Fuzz, Well-Informed Citizen, Little Corpsicle. But right now, let's keep it going with Madison's Romero. This is Solitaire on Max Inc. Heavy.
can't save you, but I'll try and stop you running through the night. But they won't wait around, you still hang you high. You'll be giving up quick, I say you're ready tonight. Oh, the cracks in the sky, oh, soon we'll die. Oh, enjoy all that breath, cause the fire above will bring you sweet death. Set the fire above, bring you sweet death. Cracks in the sky, oh,
Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Oh, when you're riding high.
Corpsicle, that is Buried Alive here on Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, Well-Informed Citizen with Gods of War and Flying Fuzz, Cracks in the Sky. And we opened that one up with Romero, Solitaire. That was probably from 2010 or 2011. Let's see, I have tons of stuff still coming up. Lords of the Trident, a little Go Play God, some brand new Carbellion. Maybe a little Skin Tones.
CBS News Brief. There's word a suspected Chinese spy balloon is now high over the Midwest. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
Military officials have recommended against shooting it down, but officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area.
China insists it's a civilian balloon conducting research. The government says employers tacked on 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates.
The unemployment rate hit a new half-century low, 3.4%. Forecaster Craig Allen watching a northern deep freeze.
This dangerous chill has the temperatures already well below zero from Minnesota and Wisconsin across the lakes, as well as Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York State, and now moving into New England.
Wind chills dipping below zero. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Kroot.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
No, oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come and conquer. You're mortal stronger than a warrior supreme. Oh, so they make it seem. Scars and mud, rust and mud. Terror bodies are soft and weak. A blustering technique. Wild and raucous, loud and bumpers. They drift from street to street, always dodging from defeat.
Never yields a son.
This is Big John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
To make this easy to chew, well, I won't. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot
on Max Inc. Radio.
Rolling in and ready for round. Yeah, Carbillion from Milwaukee. That is a double shot of brand new Carbillion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice, that's still set to be released. So we got the first copy right here on Max and Kevy. Before that, Go Play God. That's brand new from them as well. Weight and Salt, Lords of the Trident, excuse me, Charlatan. Open that set up. We still have a little bit of Mother Wind, and right now let's check out the Skin Tones. This is Max and Kevy.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Was it that birds fly south in the cold? Was it that we all die when we're old? Turn off your screens, we're coming home.
That is Mother Wind from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And before that, the Skin Tones, brand new from the Skin Tones, Played in America. And that about does it for me, Rocker. You've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy out there on the Civic Media Radio Network statewide across Wisconsin. We'll be back next week with more Max Inc. Radio and more Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. Have a good night.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.